author of more than 20 books, including The Flip Side of Feminism, What Conservative Women Know and Men Can't Say, an important new book that exposes the lies and anti-family agenda of the feminist movement. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
When I went to college, the principal interaction of men and women was called the date. A man would phone and invite a girl to be his guest for supper or to go to the movies. She would accept. They would have an enjoyable evening. He would pay the cost and then see that she got home safely. Maybe there would be a goodnight kiss at the door. The New York Times had a recent article stating that dating is now obsolete. Dating has been replaced by hanging out or hooking up. In this new world of internet posts and commitment-free sex, there are no clear rules. We can blame a lot of this change on the feminist movement. Feminism has frowned on old-fashioned courtship and taught young women there's something humiliating about a man buying a girl's dinner. Many young men today are afraid to ask a girl for a date. Some young women have begun to believe girls can get through life without men. Feminism has taught them that men are not really necessary after all. The disappearance of dating is a problem for young people of both genders who find it nearly impossible to find a spouse. But young women have biological clocks and they can't wait forever if they want to have a family. Traditional dating worked to their advantage. The custom of restricting access to themselves gave women a tremendous amount of power. Men were forced to work to pursue women. Traditional dating also showed women which men were capable of supporting a family. And that's what she ought to know before she starts a serious relationship. What men want from women is sex and their own children. And women hold all the cards to set the term of a relationship. The best way for women to fix this situation is to insist on the traditional rules and even on old-fashioned courtship. Traditional dating and courtship were a very good pathway to marriage, and that's what we need more of today.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. The new book by Suzanne Venker and Phyllis Schlafly, The Flip Side of Feminism, What Conservative Women Know and Men Can't Say, exposes the lies and anti-family agenda of the feminist movement. For more on the book or to join the blog conversation, go to eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
It's no secret that Big Brother is spying on your web activity. VPNForAll.com protects your internet from tyranny with military-grade encryption. VPNForAll keep no records of your browsing, so you leave no trace. VPNForAll are in Holland, free from the NSA and police state jurisdiction. Easy to sign up and use. It stops all data mining. Go to VPNForAll.com immediately and stay safe. That's VPN, the number 4, all.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, Independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
In these unpredictable times, you can never be too prepared. Mentally, physically, financially, agriculturally. Real people, real problems, real activism. Welcome to the Bob Tuscan Radio Show with your host, Bob Tuscan.
As promised, we're kicking off a week of health, an entire week of discussing health-related topics with a different guest each hour on the Bob Tuscan Show. It's guaranteed to be a cornucopia of health, and I'm really excited to kick this week off with none other than Dr. Mark Cercas. He's been a guest on the show before. He is a plethora of information on a number of different aspects of health. We'll really cover the gamut with him tonight in the first hour, and let's bring him on. Hi, Dr. Mark Cercas. How are you, man?
How you doing, Bob?
I'm doing well, as good as I could be. I feel healthy anyways, but we'll put things into perspective and see if we can fine-tune that a bit further here, and that's what this week is dedicated to doing. Now, we're going to be talking about the various poisons that we face in our world today. And there's definitely a lot of poison out there. But we're also going to talk about solutions. So we'll start with the poison for a bit, and then we'll shift gears and take a look at how we can proactively deal with these issues that we face in our world today. I think one of the most pressing issues, and I know I speak for a lot of my listeners as well, is the Fukushima situation that has not gone away. Even though the mainstream media hasn't talked about it, the radiation continues to pour out of the facility there. And I know you've written extensively from a medical perspective and a perspective of a doctor. Why don't you give us the latest and greatest on your assessment of Fukushima and the implications that it has on our health?
Well, It's a very complex subject, and there's a lot of conflict and disagreement about it. And it goes to the heart of the whole situation and subject about toxicity. According to the government, or governments of the world, all poisons are safe. As long as you don't get exposed to too much of it, it's all safe. Meaning, like we just had a big, you know, chemical spill in Virginia. Now, to about 300,000 people, that's much more dangerous than Fukushima. Fukushima, just focus on that, is an incredible nightmare and mirrors the insanity of our race and of our governments and scientists. And I think exposes us, if you really look at the naked truth, as a suicidal race, a race that's just really wanting to die out and kill itself. This whole idea of nuclear energy, nuclear weapons, nuclear plants, there's nothing safe about nuclear energy. There's nothing safe about the safe contamination that's leaking out of Fukushima, which is polluting the Pacific Ocean, but with safe levels of very dangerous stuff.
Is now, there such a thing?
Well, according to the National Academy of Science, there is no level of radiation, none, zero, that is not dangerous. Every X-ray counts, every CAT scan counts, every mammogram counts for your contamination. The background radiation counts, how much you get sunburned counts. I mean, you just can keep counting it up. Fukushima, the main damage so far was done in the very beginning, where most of the radiation from in the air went around the northern hemisphere a few times, dropped on down on everybody, plutonium, radioactive iodine to a population of iodine deficient people, meaning everybody was like a big sponge and just pick it up, man. Let me give it to my thyroid. Then there was a very special form of iodine that's going to be around for a couple of million years, radioactive from Fukushima. Lately, from the official story, is the airborne radiation has not been very great the last 2 years. But the destruction of the Pacific Ocean is ongoing, and it's arriving on the West Coast any month now. Probably there already, but officially any month. But it, don't worry, it's safe. But the big problem is looking long-term. And for babies, of course, who are much more sensitive to radiation or any kind of chemical exposure, you know, this event is forever. That radiation is going to be leaking forever. And the chances are, without a string of miracles, many strings, that it's going to get worse there, and they're going to lose control. So, but this is only one nuclear facility. You know, there are 500 or so around the world. Every one of them are time bombs. Even if they don't have a meltdown, when they're mothballed, that part of the Earth is, forget it, for, you know, next 10 million years. You can't use that area. It'll be leaking radiation. It'll cost billions to maintain the esophaguses, and, you know, it's just suicidal. But to put this all in perspective, about, you know, and I've written a lot, and people think I scare people with the, you know, dangers of radiation and medicine, pharmaceuticals, et cetera, et cetera. But, you know, something I realized this weekend, toxicity. What's one of the worst exposures to toxicity for the human race today? I didn't see it. I've written about it, but I didn't see it really. Sugar.
Yeah.
Sugar.
How can you avoid sugar?
You know,
it's
anybody
difficult.
Eating a pile of sugar is going to be more, you know, destroying themselves faster than Fukushima will be if they're far away from Fukushima. Though, eating a lot of sugar will make you more vulnerable to the radiation that you do get, because it creates an inflammation inside your system that eventually leads to cancer, or first to heart disease and arterial disease, and, you know, on and on and on. So toxicity is, you know, in the poor people of Virginia, nobody's really telling them what the story is. They told them that you go back and start using this toxic water that they won't even talk about, because it's really not legal. There's no information even about toxicity, this huge chemical spill. So they're just exposing people and saying it's safe. Meanwhile, people are coughing and going to emergency rooms. Oh, but it's safe. So, you know, we need a lot of help in navigating through all this and to do the right things. And that's not easy when everybody's saying something different. And again, the government saying something totally opposite to the truth. So, it's so, like with a charge of the light brigade going up the Belle-Calavan Heights. And right, yeah. Left and right and front and behind. And you still got to learn and not step on the landmine at the same time. It's difficult. Dealing with toxicity is difficult.
So are there ways to protect ourselves regardless of what we face?
Yes. It depends on what you can afford. You know, there are things, the cheapest thing in the world, the cheapest medicine in the world.
Baking soda.
Is baking soda. So for almost no money, you can buy one of the best. And, bicarbonate neutralizes toxicity. You can clean soil of uranium, with sodium bicarbonate. You can protect the kidneys from uranium toxicity with sodium bicarbonate. Now, of course, people don't know that too much, and the only people who really know a lot about sodium bicarbonate is who read my book. I'm the only doctor in the world who's written a book about it and how you can treat cancer with it. And one of its basic reasons, it certainly helps with eliminating toxicity.
Let's talk a little bit more about baking soda when we come back. Our guest to kick off this Health Week is Dr. Mark Cercas here on the Bob Tuscan Show. Next hour, we're going to be talking GMOs with another guest that I'll tell you about. And there's lots to get to, but sodium bicarbonate, a.k.a. baking soda, when we come back.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Ooh, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
My name is Don Wiskin. I had a massive heart attack at 42. The doctors could do nothing but send me home with disability as my future. I reversed the damage done to my heart with a natural remedy. I am now 58 and contribute my good health today to Extendovite. You have heard my messages for many years. A lot of people have taken Extendovite and improved their health issues. We are surrounded by fast food, toxic air, and chemicals that our body cannot eliminate. As we age, they can age us faster. Clean yourself out with Extendovite, available in capsule or liquid form. Get a 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. You can live a longer, healthier life just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right. Yeah, I'll say.
It's the future.
First hour of Health Week, and I'm glad to have him. He's telling us about a backdoor remedy that a lot of people take for granted that's in most households across the country, across the world, and it's none other than baking soda, sodium bicarbonate. And let's talk a little bit more about that, and then let's shift gears to the front door that you were telling me about during the break here that I think certainly will revolutionize the way people look at health and really help get things situated in their own personal lives, whether they're doing it preemptively or they're trying to treat whatever ailments they face.
Well, I'm about to have my sodium bicarbonate book published in New York Publisher. But for people to get some information for free, they can just go to my site, the drcircus.com, and just push the bicarbonate menu item there you'll see on the right side, and go to many of my articles on bicarbonate. So the use of sodium bicarbonate is very much misunderstood, but it was never misunderstood by the Arm & Hammer Baking Soda Company, which in 1926 published a little booklet, which of course would be illegal for them to do now, telling people of the medical effects. You know, people who died of the swine flu, what was it, in 1918? Mm-hmm. It was a guy, doctor, using bicarbonate. Not one of his patients died. Not one. There's a long history. It goes back 150 years. And basically gives you an emergency room doctors and intensive care ward doctors an immediate grab on the body's pH. Gives you pH control. And most people are acid, so it makes them more...
And cancer thrives in an acidic body, right?
Right, because it's a low oxygen. They don't have oxygen, so they start fermentation of glucose, and then they put out just a piddle of energy where oxygen cells have lots of energy if they have enough oxygen. And we'll get to that a little later. CO2, which Al Gore thinks is the worst thing that ever happened to the human race, is actually a food. Plants love it, and we die without it. You can't get any oxygen around without CO2. Oxygen is very dangerous in the absence of CO2, and that's why living high up in altitude is a very healthy thing. The body struggles to make enough bicarbonate in the stomach and the pancreas and the kidneys to control the pH. So bicarbonate is really a nutritional element that the body makes. So taking sodium bicarbonate is very safe because it's nutrition. Nobody around the block is talking about bicarbonate deficiencies, but that's what acidic conditions are. They're bicarbonate deficiencies. So sodium bicarbonate is a very important medicine. But a little deeper down, we need to look at life and see that sodium bicarbonate is really the same thing as CO2. CO2 and sodium bicarbonate are really two different forms of the same thing. And don't forget that in CO2 is O2. There's oxygen there, O2, two atoms of oxygen. So really, CO2 and oxygen are kind of two sides of the same coin. That's why I say one's a front door and one's a back door. You can increase oxygen, and athletes know it, by eating sodium bicarbonate. Why? Because it raises the pH in the blood, because it creates a reaction that creates hydrochloric acid in the stomach. Bottom line is that when our pH is a little bit better, oxygen flows better. More oxygen gets delivered, the arteries and veins open up. But what I want to talk about tonight is really, or that we have the next half hour, you know, people can go read about bicarbonate on my site. What they can't read about yet is what I'm writing right now, which is, well, what I'm about to publish in about 2 or 3 months, a cancer compendium called Surviving Cancer Compendium, about 2,000 pages. And I'm just completing one section of it, which will be its own book. And it's called Anti-Inflammatory Oxygen Therapy. And the subtitle is Miraculous Healings with Oxygen for Cancer and Other Diseases.
Anti-inflammatory oxygen therapy. That's a mouthful. What does it mean?
Well, we can talk about two parts. We're talking about inflammation and we're talking about oxygen. Oxygen is, out of all the nutrients that maintain us, is the most important. Most important and most immediate. And whose levels determine how we feel. and whether alive or dead, living or dead. The lower your oxygen levels go, well, the closer to death you become, closer to cancer you become, and closer to chronic disease you become. And the more aches and pains you have, on and on and on. I am going to be introducing to the world the work of a German scientist, one of the greatest ones of the last century. He holds 600 patents from the nuclear industry to radio and television. And he created a system called multi-step oxygen therapy. And it's a way of delivering enough oxygen to the body in the space of like 15 minutes, say, that it's like, if you ever remember the old movies where when they attack castles and they come to the front gate with a battering ram, knock down the front door, there's a certain amount of oxygen that if you get it up to a certain level, will just blow open the door to the cell. And what happens is the oxygen rushes in, fires up the mitochondria, which put out and start putting out energy, and immediately the cell dumps its poisons, or some of them. I mean, goes to an instant detox. This is, you know, a phenomenal medical, you know, thing that well, there's quite a few hundred doctors around the world, you know, practicing this. But what I'm going to be doing, I'm going to publish this book, and I'm introducing to the world as a new system based on this, you know, old system that is much enhanced and less expensive at the same time.
Okay. So what ailments does this treat? Or
everything.
Is this obliterate?
Well, because oxygen is the prime, we say easily, everything.
Right.
Tonight, just for fun, let me open it up here. Just for fun, maybe I'll read some parts of it.
Okay. This is the book you're working on?
Yeah, this is like the last chapter, because the book is very serious about cancer and medicine and everything else, but it will be also about longevity, weight loss. It's easier to lose weight when you have more oxygen. And when you eat better, you have more oxygen. This particular essay I'm going to put at the back of the book is More Oxygen for Greater Sex. Greater sex.
That should have got everybody's attention right there.
Yeah, it will. It's like, you know, athletes know very well that they can quantitatively improve their performance by training at high altitudes. And they've been doing that for a long time.
Sure, yeah.
The secret to Olympic success is higher concentrations of oxygen delivery to the cells. And that's why they train up there, because when they come back down, their body is tuned to be able to do that. But now with this multi-step oxygen therapy, you can do it in your bedroom.
So, well, I want to learn a little bit more, Dr. Serkis, in a moment here, how it's actually administered, what the mechanism is involved, and the technology involved. And we'll continue this fascinating discussion for our Health Week with Dr. Mark Serkis on the other side of this quick break.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Ooh, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Water filtration holiday specials from RBN. You can get a Royal Berkey made of polished stainless steel that holds 3.25 gallons and comes with two black Berkey purification elements, one shower filter that'll do up to 20,000 gallons or typically last 1 year, and one Berkey sport bottle for the total price of $356, a $40 savings. We also have a Berkey Light, one shower filter and one sport bottle for the low price of $299, a $40 savings. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200 today.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them, to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
So Dr. Circus, you think this really is a major breakthrough, huh?
Oh, yes. Well, it was when he made it, and as it's being practiced, I'm just taking it to another level and putting it in context of my natural allopathic protocol. I've been designing a new system of medicine, as you know, these last years, and call it natural allopathic medicine. And that's, I'm introducing the cancer protocol in the cancer compendium. It's on my site. You can go to drcircus.com and see my protocol right up there on the top menu. And the oxygen system, I'm going to put onto it this week. And it's out of my 17 levels of protocol, I'm actually putting the oxygen in as number two. Let's call number one the scout for number two, which would be the tiger tank. Number one has always been in my protocol, magnesium. And between oxygen and magnesium, it's like if you could compare for a car, the gasoline with the oil. Magnesium is the oil, and it's called magnesium oil, or one form of it. And the oxygen is like the gasoline. And it doesn't make sense to run an engine with the gas if there's no oil in it. So, and it's also very, very powerful. But this oxygen system, really, I mean, my I have already created images in a chapter looking at my protocol as like creating a crossfire. You know, like in the Second War, you bring the enemy into a trap and then you hit him from every side. Well, my protocol kind of does that. Some of the heavy hitters are medical marijuana or legal CBD as a cure, very strong natural chemotherapy for cancer. The magnesium, selenium at very high dosages is incredibly anti-cancerous. Taking just a tiny little bit of selenium a day will reduce your chance of dying by cancer by 50%. How many people know that?
And selenium you can find naturally, or do you need to take some sort of supplement?
You can. Well, Brazil nuts are great. They have about 90 micrograms. I use this stuff.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I use this stuff that has 1 milligram per drop. And I heal. I don't know what word to use, but I had a cancer patient on 20 drops, which means 20 milligrams, which is and totally safe, safer than aspirin. So what is 20? What is 100 times the dose that says is even just a tiny bit will reduce your risk of cancer? Iodine, which everybody should be taking because of Fukushima and other reasons, because principal one being that everybody's deficient in it, or 95% population of the United States. Glutathione, things like this. But this oxygen system, and this is how you use it. You have to buy or you can get an oxygen concentrator. You don't need a prescription for it. You know, they're very commonly available. You can buy a used refurbished one. And then you buy this kit that it really changes the way it's used. You get instead of a narrow little tube coming out, carrying the oxygen, you have a thick tube, you have a big mask. And then instead of breathing through the concentrator, for the first time, this technology is that we fill up a bit like a tent of air. You can get a small concentrator, 5 liters, and fill it up for 2 hours. And then you have all this oxygen available on demand. And you get on a bicycle in your bedroom or gym or office and you ride it for 15 minutes breathing this bag of oxygen. And a hyperbaric chamber, which costs a fortune, they will increase the concentration of oxygen in all the tissues of the body, and the science for that is miraculous. Meaning, you can do things medically that you really can't do any other way. Or maybe some way with ozone, other ways of getting oxygen in. Sitting there riding a bicycle and belting down this bag of air will increase without getting into a pressure tank, will increase the oxygen pressure 5 times over the hyperbaric chamber. And this German scientist, he has a book out, and basically there are switches in the cells that, or in the capillaries, which when you get to a certain level of oxygen, they batter open the front door, they take away the inflammation in the capillaries. It's a de-inflammatory process, and the poisons flow out, and the energy, the cells get the energy they need, the oxygen, which is for oxidation. So it's and the reversal is permanent, or reasonably permanent, meaning it's not just a one-shot thing. It changes you physiologically. Your body will start utilizing more oxygen after the 15-minute treatment. So it's just, anti-aging. You know, listen to this. I'll just quote something. Oxygen-rich blood is one of the most important components of erectile health. It all comes down to oxygen. And if you pump it in there, what's it going to annihilate? It's going to annihilate any cell that doesn't like oxygen. It's a poison.
It's going to put Viagra out of business.
It's a poison. Yeah. It's a poison for anything that doesn't like oxygen. What doesn't like oxygen? Cancer cells don't like oxygen. And many pathogens don't like oxygen. That's why ozone is used to kill pathogens. Oxygen does it. So this system pumps it in like nothing ever, because it uses your heart and lungs as a pump. So you can get these higher concentrations without spending. Now, the guys in Europe have been doing this for years with very expensive equipment and clinics and things like that. I mean, but this now it's really coming into the home. If you got some bucks, like $2,000 to get a whole system, get the concentrator and everything you need. And I'll have the book about it done in about a week.
Are the elites using this now as we speak?
Well, yeah. Well, as I say, you know, Olympic, you know, what I was just talking about is like a regular system. There's, you know, it's called live oxygen. If you get into like the sports world, then we're talking about something else. And we're talking about a combination of high altitude training. One of the units I'm going to get is you get on your bicycle and you hit one switch on the system and it rarefies the air. So your air, it's like you're training up there, you know, 5,000 feet up or 10,000 feet or actually 14,000 feet. And that'll do something to your cells. They become oxygen starved. And then you hit the switch, and then you go back to the air from this bag, and you breathe in this pure oxygen. That'll double the oxygen penetration into the cells from five times above hyperbaric chamber to 10 times. So that's for professional athletes. Now, Olympic people, and forget about who are the guys, the top military, Navy SEALs. Yeah, Navy.
Yeah.
They use this type of oxygen training. I mean, these guys have to train to the, you know, and the Olympic people, they're interested in the highest shades of performance. So, of course, they use oxygen and high altitude training. And these multi-step oxygen therapies. They say it's not new, not really new. The guy who developed it, you know, he died in 97. And I guess he developed it in the 80s. He was a student of Warburg. So it's very exciting. I guess I must be getting some of that through.
You've piqued my attention.
I'm super excited.
The only problem I have with it is $2,000. That's a bit costly. We'll wrap things up in our final segment tonight with Dr. Mark Serkis in just a moment and try to put an end to this awesome hour that we've had with him and try to recap and tell you how to proceed from here and how you can learn more about it. Don't go anywhere, folks. It's the Bob Tuscan Show Health Week Special.
Show. Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Hi, I'm with Keller Williams Realty. I'm in your neighborhood to see if you have any real estate needs.
Maybe. What would you do as a realtor to market my home?
Well, my skills are in knowing the market, listing your home for the best price possible, negotiating on your behalf, advertising your home, and helping to defend your castle.
Defend my castle?
That's right. In Texas, it's called the Castle Law, and a portion of my commission will go to Gun Owners of America as a charitable cause to help secure our freedoms.
Really? That does make you different from other realtors.
It's about time people make a stand for what they believe in. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, yes, I do. And I'd be glad if you helped me sell this home. And my friends will be, too.
Here's my business card for your friends. They can call me at 877-605-9200 and ask for Sandra. Oh, and if they're not in Texas, I can still refer them to a great Keller Williams agent where they live. They just need to call 877-605-9200. 877-605-9200.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now. Right now. Right now. Right now. Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
It's our final segment tonight with Dr. Mark Serkis, and he'll be back on the show. You know, we're doing health this week, but we like to focus on health quite a bit. I find it to be a prerequisite to any of the other topics that we deal with on the show, because after all, if you don't have your health, well, everything else is a lot less important. Dr. Mark Serkis, where are we going to head with all this information? Is this going to be accessible to the average person? And
yes, I'm going to backtrack for a second. First, yes, it is, you know, a lot of money, but it is a serious piece of, you know, actually it's a little more because you need either a rebounder or an exercise bike or something, or a biomat to lay on if you can't even get out of bed. You can use a sauna. But, you know, you could buy one, or a person could buy one for $2,000, and you could do a family of five. You could run oxygen tank, this tank system, and fill up the bag like five or six times a day. So it could really, you know, for people who'd want to do it every day. So it could be like the center of on a block of people, meaning people can have resources on the block and have at least a little emergency type of treatment available without going to the emergency room, which will never have this type of equipment and deliver this type of, you know, this kind of luxury of oxygen. But let me, so that's the opposite, you know, good side of, you know, the cost can be applied to more than one person and it can be applied for any particular reason. But going back to CO2, I have in my hand a $50 device. It was designed in Russia. It was called the Fravlov breathing device. It was designed 15 years ago for asthmatics. And now it's sold in the United States called the Breath Slim for weight loss. And basically it's a little thing. It has a little water in it, a big tube, and you stick it in your mouth. And you breathe in through your nose. One way of using it, you breathe in through your nose and you breathe out through this little device. And the air goes through water and you end up blowing bubbles. What does this do? It slows your breathing down. Most people are breathing too fast for many reasons. And cancer patients are breathing very fast because it's a part of the low oxygen environment. What's the problem for asthmatics or cancer patients or anybody else who's breathing too fast? When you breathe too fast and shallow, most people breathe fast, they breathe shallow, they don't breathe in their belly. The problem is you don't get any more oxygen, but what you're doing is getting rid of too much carbon dioxide, which is supposed to be a poison, right? But why is it a problem getting rid of poison? Well, it's because it's not a poison. It's not a poison. When you slow the breathing down and retain more CO2, what happens? You get more oxygen. So, and even with this 2000 system, I still would be recommending this type of device. Now, this is what I use. You know, for somebody who wants to raise their oxygen with this device to cure cancer, or increase your chance of recovering, or from any other lung disease or health, ill health in general, you got to use it 20 minutes a day. And it's life changing to do this. You know, it's like meditating or doing yogic breathing exercise. This little $50 device is like hiring a yogic guy from the top of the Himalayas to sit in your living room every day and make sure you breathe right. So you can buy, instead of drinking water, you can drink water with oxygen in it. Companies make that. You can take magnesium to increase oxygen, and that's what I recommend very highly.
And you recommend sulfur, it not just as a drink or to ingest internally, but also transdermally, right?
That's what brought me on the medical map of the world, my book Transdermal Magnesium Therapy, and I get more magnesium massages than anybody because it's great medicine and it feels great. So, yeah, so there are many ways to, your producer there who lost 100 pounds this past year, probably through eating very low carbohydrate diet and stop eating all the junk food and eating really good food, that takes a lot of work and courage and determination and inner change, but it works. You eat the better food, you get more oxygen. The right foods, you get more oxygen. You get more alkaline, but here's a real secret that this guy, I'm going to take the health community by storm. The real way to increase, the reason all this ionizers and alkaline water, people still have trouble with alkalinity. Why? Because the real way to become an alkaline is through oxygen. The thing that why alkalinity is good is because it indicates higher oxygen. So what's the best way, the easiest way to get there? Give more oxygen. You know, my way before, like with this breath swim, is give more CO2. That's a good way too. But it won't do what the system will do, which is blow up the front door with a battering ram of oxygen. And that's the bottom line. It's, on a medical level, this will revolutionize medicine and certainly cancer treatment because it's like, literally, it's like being if you can just imagine being in a pilot of a Panzer tank coming up against other tanks. It's, It's just going to run over everything. And if you have enough oxygen, spearheaded, in a good word, spearheaded, thrust into the cells through 15 minutes of exercising or being 15 minutes in a sauna or 15 minutes on a biomat, which is like laying on a sauna, you know, this is just top-end medicine. It's just-
I can't wait to try this myself, Mark, and I really am looking forward to reading more about this in your protocol and your upcoming book. I want to try to squeeze in a few phone calls here. We're okay. Low on time here, so we'll try to address these questions and concerns as quickly as possible. John, can you make it quick?
Well, I'll try. Yes, I want to get a better understanding of the alkaline relationship with the oxygen, and in the body, understand that we have different acid and or alkaline conditions. For example, hydrochloric acid in our stomach. And the other thing, too, you can expand on a little bit about Warburg. Is the information be debunked or not?
Excuse me, what was the last question,
Paul? Otto Warburg's information.
Yeah, what about it?
They're surviving in the presence of oxygen.
Yeah, well, it was Professor von Arden, who was a student of Warburg, who developed this multi-step oxygen therapy. And, you know, what Arden did was take what Warburg said to, you know, right into the level of doing something about it medically, meaning being able to basically annihilate the condition that Warburg defines as cancer. He defines cancer as a low oxygen condition. What's the solution? What will annihilate it? Oxygen. There are other ways of annihilating it, too, like changing its pH, and there are different ways of doing that. But oxygen, you know, people just don't think to use oxygen in that way. But it can be used in that way.
Fascinating. Well, thank you for the call. We're just about out of time, Mark, and I want to thank you for coming on. Dr. Circus, drcircus.com, right?
Dr. Yes, Circus. That's S-I-R-C-U-S.
And you write articles on there on a regular basis, and you've published.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Let me give you the site for this technology. It's called liveo2.com.
Live O as in the number two?
Live O, no. Like, just like all small letters. liveo2.com.
Okay. T-O.
T, no. Liveo2.com. Was it T-O?
The number two.
The number two, correct.
That's what I was trying to find out. Okay. Live
O2.
Zero, O2. Gotcha. 02. All right.
No, I don't think it's 02. I think it's O2.
O2. Okay.
Little O. Little
As in
O.
Two oxygens. Gotcha. I gotcha.
O2.com.
All right. We've just said it so many times, it's going to get a million hits because of me not being able to figure it out.
Yeah, well, I'm saying it because I don't have anything on my site about this yet. I'll be publishing in a few days, so people listening to the show, this is where they'll see some more information.
All right, folks, that's Dr. Mark Circus. What a way to kick off our week of health. Thank you, Mark. I appreciate it.
Oh, well,
and
thanks,
we'll continue this discussion on the other side.
With financial